Alaska is the 47th most populous in the U.S., with 692,000 residents in 2009. That's a 10% population increase over the decade, according to data from the Alaska Department of Labor. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has more.
Alaska's growth has primarily been through natural increase, the number of people born here minus those who die. State demographer Greg Williams says the small influx of people to the state is greatly influenced by the military. That's been true for the last two decades.
Both decades have been influenced fairly heavily by what has happened with our military populations. You know, in the 90s, we had various base closures. And in this decade, with our wars, we've had more military coming back in and moving around. And we are the second highest military state in the country after Hawaii in terms of the proportion of military independence.
Alaska population figures include troops stationed here who are deployed overseas. Labor economist Neil Fried attributes some recent population changes to the economic recession, worse in the lower 48 than in Alaska.
There's a normal kind of flow between us and the rest of the country, but that flow changes when economic opportunity changes. And right now, Alaskans are saying to themselves, well, you know, I may have wanted to go somewhere else, but the time ain't right because it looks ugly down there. So that's a powerful force. And that might even be more powerful than the fact that there are some people that are saying, things are better in Alaska than they are here in moving to Alaska.
Between 2008 and 2009, estimates indicate only 2,261 people moved into the state, most to Anchorage. It now has 42% of Alaska's population, more than 290,000 people. But over the decade, the Matanuska-Susitna Valley has been the fastest growing region. While Fried says a disproportionate number of people who move to Alaska settle in that region, there's also been an influx of residents from other parts of the state. Matsu has some local economy, but Fried says it also has distinct characteristics of a bedroom community.
They're a bedroom community to Anchorage, but I think it's also important that they're a bedroom community to a good portion of the rest of the state. You know, they supply one of the biggest parts of the North Slope workforce, for example, and, you know, other places as well.
In other parts of the state, most of the population changes over the decade were due to natural increase. The Fairbanks North Star borough grew by nearly 11,000 people. In southwest Alaska, only a few more people were born than moved away. More people left the North Slope borough than were born. William says some parts of southeast, including the capital city, grew only slightly in the last year of the decade. But over the 10 years, there's been no long-term growth.
The aging of our baby boom population has certainly contributed, for instance, to some of the declines we see in southeast, since we have one of the oldest populations in the state in terms of median age. The fact that most of the baby boomers' kids have now left school and have gone off to whatever post-secondary lives they may have means that we're going to have less natural increase to compensate for migration.
The median age in southeast is 39 years old, compared to the statewide median age of 33.5 years old. The population estimates are compiled from State of Alaska Permanent Fund Dividend and Vital Statistics data, surveys of group quarters such as the Pioneer Homes and prisons, and William says international migration and state population data comes from the U.S. Census Bureau. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.